All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. We got another very interesting guest coming up in a moment here, but first I want to remind our listeners, we have Freedom to Fascism available on DVD, Aaron Russo's fantastic blockbuster video documenting the history of the Federal Reserve and the graduating income tax, two of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto planks that have been implemented in this country for $19.95 plus $4.95 for shipping. And you can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719. Also want to remind listeners, I'm now offering my two books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder, two excellent books, excellent resources for information about 9/11, what really happened that day, who's behind it, who stood to gain, fully documented, fully referenced. The New World Disorder delves into the history of this massive conspiracy for world domination. It didn't just arise under Bush. This goes back a long time. And I talk about the hijacking of our education system, of our banking system, of our media, how it's all been consolidated in the hands of being controlled by big business, internet financiers. And yet that by saying to me, Charlie Giuliani at 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. The cost for the CD, you'll get both books on the CD, is $10, and that includes shipping. So just send me a check, money order, whatever, for $10, and I'll send that DVD off to you right away. I also want to mention our official Truth Hurts website for you guys back at the studio. The site I had initially given you, this is going to be replacing that. It's already up and running, so anytime you're able, you can link to http://truthhurts.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. You don't need the triple W dot, just truthhurts.com, H-E-R-T-Z is the official website for the show. Okay, our next guest now, we already have him here on the line. This is John Feal, whom Vito in the previous hour had made reference to. This is the founder of the Feel Good Foundation that's helping out these sick responders, the first responders who have gotten ill, where the government has not been helping them out or has been very slow to help them out and providing them a minimal amount of funds, probably just for good PR, just for window dressing. Here's a man who stepped forward, stepped up to the plate, not only giving money, but as I just found out now, I had no idea, you're actually donating one of your kidneys, I hear, huh, John? Are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, you with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, loud and clear.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm donating a kidney, and hopefully in 4 to 6 weeks from today, it will be coming out of me, and I'll be given a gift of life.
That's fantastic. So you're not just being money and other assistance, but literally giving a part of yourself. That's highly commendable.
Well, as Americans, we have extra food, extra money, and we have extra body parts, and I'm just trying to cover all three.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I didn't realize you yourself were a responder, too, huh?
Yeah, I spent 5 there on September 17th. 8,000 pounds of steel crushed my left foot. I spent the weeks in the hospital with gangrene. I almost died. I lost half of my left foot. Dozens of surgeries on my feet, both feet. And I took my own pain suffering, and I decided to start a thing that would help people because, wow.
I'll tell you what, hold that, take a break, and we'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrail, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poison. We also train naturopathic healers via corresponding education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead, do it today. Sign up on the web and receive a new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter. For simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimony and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Listening to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Got a great guest here, John Feel, head of the Feel Good Foundation, helping out with the suffering victims, the cleanup crew members who have breathed toxins in at Ground Zero. Real quickly, I just want to let the listeners know, those who do order my CD, I just wanted to mention that the funds are going to go toward the radio show. I need a rather pricey new microphone. P.O. Box, a bunch of other odds and ends. So, I mean, that's what this fund, these funds are going toward. It's not to line my pockets with. John, coming back, you were in the middle of a thought there. We had to cut into the break. But you were giving us a history of yourself and your experience there. You hurt your foot really bad.
Yes, sir. My left foot was crushed. I spent 11 weeks in the hospital with gangrene. I eventually lost half of my left foot. But I took my own pain and suffering to help other people that are less fortunate. And listen, I don't need 9/11 to know what was right and wrong and what to do what is morally right. I just needed 9/11 to show everybody how my mother raised me. And while the federal government sits idle and lets heroes die, I just found it and took it upon myself to help these people. And that's what we continue to do every day on an everyday basis. Workman's comp, Social Security, just the basic benefits. We fight and advocate for their rights.
So obviously you started this organization in the wake of 9/11.
Correct.
For this express purpose, yeah. So how were your lungs? Did you take in any toxins yourself?
I was diagnosed early with a scarred right lung.
Wow.
I never smoked before. I wrestled 17 years. I was in the United States Army. I'm a pretty much a health nut. But through the last 5 years, I have maintained a perfect bill of health while exercising and cleansing myself and not taking medication like everybody else. I've been diagnosed by 4 doctors with post-traumatic. I've yet to take a pill for it. I haven't taken a painkiller in over 3.5 years. I refuse to put chemicals in my body. I believe in self-healing and just staying healthy, and you can actually beat this. And you know what? Maybe one day I will get cancer. One day I might get those serious respiratory problems because I never wore a mask. Nobody ever said, John, put this mask on the 5 days
you
were there.
Yeah, you didn't think you needed to. You didn't think you needed to.
No, you didn't. And, you know, I know people that were there for a day or, you know, just 12 hours and now have cancer or respiratory problems. You know, I was there for 5 days, and, you know, I count my lucky stars every day I wake up.
Well, like I was telling Vito, you know, the victims still go on from 9/11.
I'm getting new victims every day. Every day I'm getting new responders who don't know what's out there for them. While the government doesn't offer these things like and throw it in their face like you can get this and you can get that, we're doing that. And, you know, listen, I live on Social Security. I've been to eviction court twice in 4 months. And if I can raise from August to December when my 501c3 tax deadline stopped, I raised $15,800 and I donated over $16,000. I'm actually in the negative. The IRS loves me. You know, I'm donating 100% of what we're taking in.
That's fantastic.
You know, and I just hope people, it's the people of America that make this country great. It's certainly not our government. And it's the
Absolutely. It's the
lack of compassion. And it's about accountability and deniability and the almighty dollar that's given the government a black eye. And if more Americans just stood up and said, we're not going to take it anymore, we would actually get the government working back for us.
You know, listeners
excuse me?
I was just going to say, listeners out there, you're always wondering, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, here's something you can do. You can get on the phone or you can go to the website, Feel Good Foundation. That's spelled F-E-A-L, feelgoodfoundation.com. And give, hey, you know, whatever your means enables you, 5, 10, whatever.
Well, you know, and that's appreciated, but this isn't about money. This is about spreading awareness and educating America that there are so many heroes that are sick and dying. This is right. About spreading the word. This is about compassion. This isn't a Democratic or a Republican or a blue or red thing. This is about what's doing morally right for heroes. And if you look up the word hero in the dictionary, it says person noted for noble achievement. And, dude, there's nobody being noted for anything right now other than when they're going to die.
Well, this Rosie show, really, I was talking to Vito the last hour, and this is really the first time you guys have gotten any mainstream attention on any of the networks, right?
Well, in the local media, you know, we've gotten it, but at a national level.
National, right.
Yeah, no, you know what? Rosie woke up America in one day. What the federal government's been trying to hide for 5.5 years. And, you know, I went to high school with Rosie O'Donnell. I graduated with a brother.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a small world. And I have the utmost respect. And, you know, I don't agree with everything she says or does. And I don't agree with everything Michael Moore says or does. But when these people want to help 9/11 responders, then they got my support.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and that goes for anybody. If you're going to help 9/11 responders because you genuinely care about your fellow American, then I support you.
Right on. Absolutely. Like, hey, like I was telling Vito, you know, the government doesn't want to help. The heck with them. We'll do it ourselves. We don't need them.
Well, that's the mission statement of the Feel Good Foundation. We help 9/11 responders, and we get them on their feet. They turn around, they help the next 9/11 responder. We're policing ourselves and creating a safety net and a support system so that we become a fraternity. And we become strong again because these are the people that ran instead of running away. They ran into danger, and we're doing it all over again.
Yeah, I every time I think of it, the hypocrisy of it, you know, there's Bush calling you guys heroes, and of course, rightly so, but then he turns around and engages in this criminal negligence. You know, he calls you heroes just so he looks good. It's just PR. That's all he's interested in. You're getting a nice photo op, looking pretty with his little smile there on camera, but then stabs you in the back by not responding to your pleas for help.
I agree.
Absolutely repulsive.
I agree.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you know what it is? It's Republicans in Minnesota or Iowa or somebody like that's not going to care what's happening in New York. And that's the problem with Congress right now because the New York delegation is fighting hard for us, but it's getting the rest of the country to get on board. But if it happened in their state, you can bet they'd be coming to New York saying, help us. And I know New Yorkers would help these people in any other state. That's what makes New York the best. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it's coming down to personal opinion. And, it's you know, this is no longer a coincidence. If you take Yankee Stadium and fill them up with 50,000 responders and they're all sick, that's not a coincidence.
No, absolutely not. I want to remind our listeners, if you want to call in, if you've got any questions or comments you want to make for our guest here, The number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Welcome you to call in with questions, comments, whatever. I can't say enough what a tremendous, admirable thing this is. I'm curious, how did you first get started? I mean, it's difficult to, just get up one day and decide you want to start an organization like this. And you know, are you getting a lot of assistance from any, you know, big companies or you know, millionaires, or, you know, financiers, anybody famous, any who doesn't mind their name disclosed? You don't even have to give names, but are you getting help from, or is it more or less just individual Americans giving small contributions?
It's individual Americans. No, we don't go corporate. We don't sell out. Listen, if anybody wanted to help the Feel Good Foundation and their sincerity was shining through, I would gladly open my arms to them. But, you know, we go old school and we go to the grassroots ways of activism, and we seek the American people. And,
yeah, no, I was just wondering if any of them sought you out, but you know, unfortunately, that's usually how it goes. It's the ones who have
I get emails every day from across the country, every state. You know, I've had an email from every state saying what we're doing is great. We didn't know how, you know, to the extent of how bad this was, you know, and I always tell them, I said, yeah, well, it's that bad, you know, spread the word. And once again, that's the old grassroots way. And, yeah, there have been megastars like Michael Moore and Rosie O'Donnell now getting involved, and Charlie Sheen now wants to get involved. But when these people get involved and they carry that luggage, you know, they're scrutinized. And that's a shame.
Sure. Yeah, it is.
You know, and, you know, I think of the media as, you know, they're either our savior or they really hurt us. And sometimes they do great stories, and for the most part, the media does great stories, but sometimes they do negative stories that really hurts what the cause what we're trying to fight for.
Well, you know, let's face it, this is bad PR for the government, and, you know, if they're telling the media, hey, keep quiet about this, we want to cover it up, it's obvious what direction they're going to go.
Listen, the current administration's lack of compassion to help heroes has snowballed from every, you know, from 9/11 to Katrina to the Iraqi war to his attorney. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. They just keep giving themselves black eyes. And listen, you know, in 2008 when there's a new government installed, I just hope they do what is right and they don't get caught up in the hoopla of running this country and the free world. And I just hope that people stop playing games with human life. I mean, unless you're a fan of mass murder or genocide, you're really going to step up and do something, because that's what's happening right now. We attack other countries for what they're doing to their own people.
Yeah.
And yet we're doing that to 40,000 heroes.
Torture and
I don't fathom that. It doesn't register with me, and it doesn't sit in my daily diet of helping people. So, listen, I'm not going to bash anybody, but you know what? Do the right thing. Do it as morally right. Because when you're elected to serve and protect. That is your sworn promise.
Right.
And it's not happening.
I have no qualms bashing them, because they're a bunch of lying, hypocritical monstrosities. You know, they're engaging in, they talk about disarming Saddam or weapons of mass destruction, and yet they're pumping $10 billion a year into research and development of weapons of mass destruction, amassing more than any other country in history has ever done. They talk about taking Saddam out because he tortured his people. That's one of the reasons they gave for invading Iraq. And yet here they are torturing on a far grander scale than anything they claimed he ever did.
Well, you know, as a veteran of the United States Army, I believe in once in a while we got to put our foot in another country's ass. But we're in a country right now where we don't belong, you know.
Yeah,
and we can't even take care of our own country. We should not be in another country occupying something and spread our own beliefs. But because of money and oil and all of that good stuff, we're doing what we're doing, and it's making the American people look bad. But, you know, I've been on radio and TV in about 11 other countries, and they don't hate Americans. They hate our government.
Exactly. They know the difference. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee? How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Two-Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We have John Feel on the line with us, founder of the Feel Good Foundation. You know, as John said, folks, it's not about the money. But I tell you, you heard, you know, what he's gone through. He lost half his foot. You heard what our previous guest, Vito, had gone through. He was just on the Rosie O'Donnell show a little while ago. That poor man has all kinds of ailments, lung trouble, and he's got cancer, he's got lesions. I mean, it just goes on and on. He's on all kinds of medications. Hundreds of people like this. You know, there's already been roughly 40 people that have died. This is just horrendous. The government is first wasn't doing anything. Now they're just shelling out a minimal amount of money just for obvious PR purposes. But nothing really that's helping these people. So please get over to Feel Good Foundation, and that's spelled F-E-A-L, feelgoodfoundation.com, and help these poor people. The government isn't going to help them or isn't going to help them significantly. So go there and please give what you can to help these people. They need it. You heard Vito. I mean, he wasn't getting anywhere. He needs chemo, and because he can't afford it, he's been turned away. This is unbelievable. They're just letting these people rot. Hail them as heroes and then toss them out in the street and leave them to the dogs. Just absolutely sickening. The horrors of 9/11 still go on, and it's mostly because of more government criminal negligence, just like what we saw in the wake of Katrina. John, we got a question from, as well as broadcasting over the airwaves and over the on the internet website. We also have people listening in on a chat forum, paltalk.com. And by the way, to our listeners, if you ever want to come into our discussions, I'm pretty much in there every evening, a lot of times during the day as well, paltalk.com. Look for the room. 9/11 was an inside job. And one of the questions just posed, they were asking you, John, are you getting any help from the 9/11 Truth Movement at all?
Yeah, I've opened my arms to the 9/11 Truth Movement. And while I can't spend a lot of my energy focusing on what happened that day, and I'm not 100% sure what happened, I did work at Site 7, and the way it fell and the way it laid on the ground had every aspect of an implosion. I don't focus my energies on that. I focus it on helping responders.
Right,
but
I hear you.
The key thing is the 9/11 Truth Movement, the responder community, the survivor community, the family members, we all seek the same thing, and that's the truth, and that's justice. And I support anybody who seeks the truth and seeks justice. I have spoken at Truth Movement. Members of the Truth Movement have donated to me. I have given my name. I have lent my name to them. I've given them interviews, and I've given them Feel Good Foundation paraphernalia to help their cause. And I hope more people would have an open mind, because some of these people are really articulate and they're predominant members of society.
Absolutely. Fantastic. You know, I'm sure you heard, I referred to this the first hour with Vito. The government has blocked as of, I guess it was late last year. In fact, I think it was in November. Yeah, back in November. The government actually blocked coroners from making a connection between the deaths of responders and what they breathed at Ground Zero. I mean, obviously, they know there's a connection for them to have undertaken such a measure. But, you know, have there been any autopsies prior to this ruling? I'm sure there were. In fact, I remember reading articles. But do you know of, you know, any doctors that are willing to come forward and who aren't going along with this program?
Charles, no, I don't know any doctors, and I don't deal with doctors, but I know James Sedroga's autopsy was a direct link. I've been to 12 funerals in the last 2 years. I have a list of 39 people who have died since 9/11 from either cancer, respiratory problems, heart attacks, or suicide.
What I'm wondering is, you know, are these guys put on some kind of a gag order or something, the coroners? How is exactly?
I don't know, and I'm not that important enough to be privileged to that. And I'm not surprised that anything they do right now is negative, so the truth does not get out there.
Right, right.
I mean, this
is a cover-up. There's no question. They know they blew it. They know they lied about the quality of the air.
Well, for Chrissy Todd Whitman to walk free from this is a black eye for the justice of this country, and it's a joke, it's a mockery, and this woman should be in jail for manslaughter, for the sole fact that she actually got away without even a slap on the wrist of being investigated. Is just I'm embarrassed as an Army veteran, a 9/11 respondent, somebody who does more than most people in the course of a day with literally nothing. I'm embarrassed. I'm just, I apologize to the American people that our justice system is failing, because somebody's got to apologize for them.
Well, yeah, I just across the board at what has gone on in the wake of 9/11. I mean, you obviously we're dealing with, if nothing else, extreme incompetence for the lack of response that day. You know,
the key word, incompetence. But now you mix the word incompetence with arrogance, and you get oil and water. And that's what you're getting out of the current administration. You have arrogance with incompetence, and it's kind of comical, because just when you think they can't do anything more illegal or anything more hurtful to human life, they find a way to do it. And it's just sad. It's just really sad. I don't know these people directly, and I don't know them individually. And maybe in their mind, they really actually think they're doing the right thing. But, wow, when it's all said and done, a lot of people are just dying for no apparent reason.
And they know this, and they're doing nothing about it. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back. True Threats Radio with your host, Charles Giuliani. I'm on here with John Feel, founder of the Feel Good Foundation, helping the first responders where the government has not been helping them or minimally helping them with their health problems because of cleanup efforts at Ground Zero. I want to remind our listeners once again, if you want to call in questions, comments, we had a few the first hour, but I guess everybody's kind of sitting back listening, absorbing it all. It's 800, though, if you do want to call in, 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. I hear you, John. You're saying, you know, you don't like to focus on how it happened or why it happened, or, you know, are they careless or criminal, or, you know, you just want to focus on helping the people. And that's great. I hear you. You know, that's your priority. But nevertheless, I really got to wonder, because there's such a pattern here, a consistent and persistent pattern. We see this treatment with the, you know, the Gulf, I was going to say Gulf War, with the Iraq War, or Gulf War II, I guess you could call it. Well, you know, with the Iraq War vets, not just the people who are coming back, but the ones who are still over there. They have not been provided with armored vehicles. They're the basic sitting ducks over there, getting pot shots taken at them every day, getting blown away on a daily basis, helicopters crashing. And, you know, rather than getting the help they need, I mean, I've read so many stories of wives back here not getting the checks from the Pentagon on time, sometimes not getting them at all. A whole month will go by, they're not getting anything. And, you know, they're cutting back on the veterans' health care benefits. And here they are coming back sick. They're getting, you know, cancers themselves, depleted uranium. One guy had given birth to, or his wife gave birth to a baby with no arms, a little boy, no arms. And they're directly attributing that to depleted uranium poisoning, you know. We see this after Katrina. FEMA wouldn't allow help to get in, wouldn't allow people to get out and get their own help. And, of course, I mentioned on 9/11, you know, there was no response. There were no fighter jets getting up. F-15s and 16s weren't responding, no intercepts, no shootdowns. And then to add insult to injury, after all of this criminal negligence, every one of these cases, there has never been any firings, any reprimands of any kind. In fact, a lot of people in high positions have gotten advances, you know, promotions. So I have a very difficult time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It makes you wonder, right? It makes you like, who's really running this country, and how are they getting away with what they're doing? Like I said, it's almost comical, but not comical, funny, ha-ha. It's comical, sad, and pathetic.
And people are just sitting back across the country as a whole, most people anyway, and they're just allowing this. It doesn't seem to bother them. Don't they realize that the more apathetic of a response you give, the more they're going to do this. They're going to realize, hey, we can get away with this. You know, let's keep it up. Maximize our profits, and we won't show any concern for the victims of our negligence or whatever. You know, I tend to think it's more than negligence, but, you know.
Well, it passed negligence a long time ago. I think the problem with a lot of Americans, and this is no stab at the American people, but a lot of them are just happy to get their paychecks and come home and just avoid the news, and they have selective hearing, and they don't want to get involved, and they're afraid to get involved, and they don't have the time or the energy to get involved. But, man, if everybody wrote a letter and made a phone call to their congressmen or their senators or joined some sort of organization to find the truth for what's wrong, whether it's even in their own town or state, and it doesn't have to be about 9/11 or the Iraqi war, but, you know, let's get our government back working for us. And, you know, if the American people, listen, this country was based and founded on volunteerism. And every time there's ever been a war, look through the history, the volunteer of the American soul and spirit that makes this country so effing great. We got to get that back. Listen, we're in a time where politics and religion divide. And the goodness in people, and maybe I'm not even gullible, but I believe the goodness in people will be contagious and get this country back where it should be. And I'm a strong believer in spreading just love and care for each other. And you know what? Maybe I am a little, but that's the way I was raised, and that's the what I'm going to continue to spread.
Well, you know what? I think most Americans out there are still that way. It's just the trash at the top. You know that old saying, it runs downhill?
Well, it's not running down anymore. It's at a full speed.
Yeah, and the waterfall.
It's the American people that are getting hit with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but in spite of all this, you know, we can rise above it. We don't have to become like them.
No, and I won't tolerate it. I won't stand for it, and I don't accept it.
I hear you.
And, you know, while I struggle myself, I think it's a challenge. You know, if you were on a desert island, you adapt to your surroundings. Believe me, in a couple of days, you would climb that tree to get that coconut to eat. In a couple of days, you would find shelter to make sure you don't. And that's what we did. After 9/11, we adapted. And we're on a desert island, and we're adapting to it.
So, but, you know,
go ahead.
How many people would you say right now that you're actually reaching out to? Is it the, what do we got, over 300 now that have been diagnosed with cancer?
There's more than that.
More than that, huh?
There's more than that. Financially, the Feel Good Foundation has helped out dozens. With workman's comp or Social Security or getting them free counseling, or some sort of medical help, prescription, it's over hundreds. You know, we're doing everything we can with limited resources. If I get a donation, you know, most donations are 10, 15, 25, you know. Those donations go out to put food on their table or keep their utilities on. You know, it's a small mom-and-pop shop that way, but it's more powerful in the advocate way.
There's probably no exact statistics on this, but are you seeing, hopefully, for the most part, I mean, are wives sticking by their husbands through this? I know that sometimes this.
No, there's a lot of divorces. There's a lot of rehabs. There's a lot of, listen, post-traumatic needs company. Misery needs company. These guys suffer from post-traumatic. They bring it home, and the whole family suffers. My own board member, Anne-Marie Bauman, Her husband's a retired NYPD. He was blinded at 9/11. He got his sight back, but he's now got severe respiratory problems. He had a triple bypass, 42 years old. They got an 11-year-old son who emulates dad. Dad took his own pain and suffering. He tried to commit suicide. He's better now, you know, with medication. But, yeah, Junior tried to emulate dad and do the same thing. And now he's medicated. So there's a lot of branches that 9/11 has branched out to. Like, if 9/11 is a tree, there's so many different branches of what 9/11 and the pain it's causing. And it's just sad that no one's helping these people.
Yeah, I noticed you said, too, you like to stand clear as much as possible from the medications. I can understand that. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, the medications can make you worse or give you new symptoms that you didn't even have before.
Yeah.
And then, poor Vito. I forgot how many meds he said he was on, all kinds of different meds. But
well, you know, when Vito was out there on his own, when I heard his story, and we went and we opened our arms to Vito, and 3 months later, he asked to come to the Feel Good Foundation and help others.
Wow.
This is a man who doesn't know how long he's going to live, and he's out there helping me help others. So God bless Vito Valente and everybody like Vito. Hence, he was a volunteer at 9/11, and he's still volunteering while sick and dying. That's the mindset of these great people. They are heroes in every sense of the word.
Absolutely. Again, folks.
I would love to stay on the phone with you, but I actually have to go to a hearing with a 9/11 responder and hold his hand and make sure that he gets the benefits he deserves.
All right, man. Hey, God bless you. All the power to you. Keep it up.
And I'm humbled and I'm honored to get to talk to you and your listeners. And I hope America wakes up and starts helping these heroes and just any cause that affects their daily life.
Well, I'm more humbled and honored to have you on, and the fact that you're doing what you're doing. This is great. You know.
And if you ever need me on the show again, I'll be there for you guys.
Oh, you bet. I'll keep your number handy, man. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
There goes a genuine American hero right there for you guys. Once again, this is another example of one person. You know, we had the coordinator for the truck rally yesterday on. One person. We had Luke, the activist in New York. One person. Look at the difference that these people are making. Now this guy, John, started this foundation. Bang, it's taken off. He's helping people. It's all it takes is one person. And most major changes in history have come about at the hand of one person. That's a fact. So, yeah, we got a caller. We got Ken from New York. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, good afternoon. I just turned in the broadcast about a half an hour ago, and I only heard that gentleman you were just interviewing on a broadcast on another network a few months ago. And I just want to understand, because I know a guy who lost 11 of his fellow firemen in a 9/11, and there are issues involved, and I just want to understand where that guy is coming from. Now, he was a first responder at 9/11?
You're talking the first guy, Vito?
No, the guy that just left.
Yeah, right. Well, he was a part of the cleanup crew. We got there, I think.
Oh, okay.
He said,
but he wasn't an EMT or anything like that. He was on the scene after 9/11, helping a volunteer. All right.
A week or so later, yeah. And he wound up having a big beam drop on him and crushed his left foot, I guess.
Okay. Well, I think his cause, I think he's trying to get assistance for the people who participated in the cleanup and in the volunteer efforts, right? And it's not been forthcoming from the government. That's his basic issue?
Well, it took forever. Finally, back in, November, they got like $17 million, only a fraction of what they said they were going to get. And it's kind of too little, too late. Well, not too late, but I mean, it's mm-hmm. they need a lot more help.
All
right. Let's put it that way.
Well, here's what I would have loved to ask him, or at least comment to him, because when I heard him for the first time on that previous broadcast that I talked to you about, he seems to be a partisan Democrat. Now, that could be a wrong claim on my part, but I just wanted to ask him that to try and clarify it if that was the case or not the case. Because on that last broadcast, and he said it again, and that's why I called now, because he said it just about 20 minutes ago, saying that Republicans from the heartland or from outside the New York City area and its environs don't care at all about New Yorkers. You know,
oh, no, I think he's talking about the lead, the Bush administration, I think, is what he was referring to.
All right, well, maybe he's right, and that's what I would have asked him. You know, who exactly do you mean? Do you mean, like, let's say, Tom Tancredo from Colorado? I just came back from the Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally, and I spoke with a lot of Republican congressmen who are more patriotic than any liberal Democrat from this city. And I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent, but I am a conservative. And he praised Hillary Clinton on that last broadcast, saying what great work she's been doing with his foundation with him. And, you know, that maybe on that issue she is working. But to make this a partisan issue, I don't think he's helping his cause.
I didn't get that impression at all. As a matter of fact, he said whoever it is, you know, Mike Moore or whether it's Rosie or whoever it is, he's not that he's a big fan of Mike Moore, but like he said.
Right.
Whoever's willing to help, he considers them an
all right, well, that's good then. But he said, he just said it with you when he was talking with you, when he said it on that other broadcast I was telling you about, that it was a general statement. Maybe he didn't mean it, but generally said, all Republicans from the heartland don't care about New York. And he said, New Yorkers went down to Katrina and helped with Katrina, and that's true. The fire department went down there. The police department went down there. And I think New York is people throughout the country pull together wherever Americans are affected by something bad. I mean, people, when I told them at the rally in Washington this week that concluded yesterday, that I'm from the Bronx, New York, and most of the people were there from the Southwest, from what I gather, California especially, Southern California. And they were just so happy that there were a few New Yorkers that took the time out on their own, at their own expense, to do whatever they could to stop this crisis of illegal immigration and the North American Union and all that stuff. So if that guy is claiming that Republicans in other parts of the country don't care about New York, I really think that that's just unfair. And I don't think he's helping his cause.
I wish he could have stayed on another minute or so to address that. I didn't know he was going to leave, actually. I thought he was going to be here.
Right, I thought he was going to stay till 2 o'clock, too.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I'm just calling. I just wanted to chip in with that. And like I said, you know, there were a lot of people, and I talked to that fireman I was telling you about who lost 11 of his guys that day. He was off that day, and a very bizarre twist of fate saved his life or kept him out of work that day, which is a story which I won't go into. But he told me that there are people that are getting involved, and I've heard this reported, that there are some phantom groups that are claiming that they are, I'm not saying he is, this guy that you just interviewed, that there are phantom groups around that are collecting money, saying they want to help the 9/11 victims and the volunteer workers there, and they're phantoms. They're opportunists. They're shysters. They're just ripping people off. You know, I was on the NYPD, and there were people going around for a while that they were claiming they were collecting money for the widows of murdered police officers in the line of duty, and they were fakes. So I think maybe if he's lobbying for funds for his organization, maybe some people are saying, well, you know, what organization are you a part of? This is a lot of money you're requesting. Maybe they're just being a bit careful with the taxpayers' money before they give it to this group. And I'm not saying that that is automatically right. I'm just saying I think it might be a good thing that they're concerned about where the taxpayers' money is going. So I'm not saying with his group, if his group is a legitimate charity and a philanthropic organization, then he should get assistance. But, you know,
I don't know if you heard the first half of the broadcast.
No, I didn't. I just picked up about 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we had this guy, Vito Valente, who was a first responder. I guess he rescued people, and then he stayed on and helped clean the debris. So, unfortunately, he had a lot more exposure than John has had to the,
right.
Which is why he's got all this lung trouble. But, I mean, he couldn't say enough good about John, you know, that he's done a lot to help himself and others like him, dozens, you know, of these victims.
Well, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. And it should be an American issue. And I hope he succeeds in getting help for a lot of those people who participated, not just on 9/11, but after 9/11, because that's the fireman I told you about. He's been checked out medically, and fortunately he has no medical problems, but there have been other firemen that have had trouble. So these guys fortunately have the benefits, and they have the coverage and all that stuff for the treatment and everything, but other people that don't have it. And those people should be compensated in some capacity or should be treated or recompensed for what they did, because they were there on their own also, volunteering and helping with the cleanup. So, all right. Thanks for your time. Good talking to you.
Thanks for your call.
All right. Bye.
So, yeah, this is the thing, guys. You know, John's whole point is that since help isn't forthcoming or is minimally forthcoming, you know, he decided to take action. In fact, he formed this group before the government ever sent any money. For the longest time, they weren't sending anything, and these people were getting sick. They were dying. They could not, as you heard Vito say, you know, he wasn't able to get the help he needed because he couldn't afford it. Isn't that nice? In this land of plenty of ours, the richest country in the world, whose economy is about to collapse, by the way, at any given moment, the way we're going. But, you know, nevertheless, more money here in this country than any other country in the world, perhaps, perhaps pretty much all the rest of the countries in the world, or 90% of them combined anyway. And yet there's people who can't afford basic medical costs. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about national health care. That's not the answer either. That's another scam. But the fact that our costs are so high as they are, that people can't afford basic medical costs, is just sickening, especially ones who have given their time to help clean up this debris as heroes and to be spit in the face like this. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans, I got a plan now. I realize I need to do something for these poor people in New York, so I just came up with a brilliant idea. I'm going to give an unbidded contract to Halliburton, and they're going to take care of everyone. I'm going to appoint, $60 billion. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give them $60 billion.
Oh, give me a break. Anyway, you know, I kind of wish John was staying on for a couple of reasons. I wanted to ask him a little bit about his I didn't want to probe him too much because, you know, I know that's not his focus. But I did want to ask him to elaborate a little bit on that comment he made about he was there cleaning up Building 7, he said. And I wanted to ask him, you know, maybe to elaborate just a little bit on that. What was it about the pile that you know, after looking at the pile, he said it looked like it was apparently he's cleaned up other debris before, maybe from controlled demolitions in the past. I wanted to ask him about that, you know, to make the comparison between other controlled demolition sites he's worked on and that. But anyway, time didn't permit, I guess. He had other engagements. Maybe I can have him on again sometime. I would like to get an elaboration on that. But anyway, in any case, notice he did say that it looked to him like a controlled demolition. Of course, we know it was, but it's kind of interesting to get testimony from someone like that. A couple news items here. This one, in case you guys didn't catch it, Conda Sleeza came out yesterday saying that she is basically rejecting Waxman's subpoena, you know, pertaining to the, which case was this now? Was it the firing of the lawyers? No, it was actually something else. I'm trying to remember what case that was. I just jotted down some notes here, but I don't have the article up in front of me. Which scandal was this? There's been so many. I think it was the WMD thing. That might have been it. But in any case, she is refusing. Can you imagine refusing a subpoena? I mean, when's the last time we, the people, have had the ability to do that? But she can get away with it, huh? This is the same individual who didn't want to meet before the 9/11 Commission. Remember that one? Absolutely flatly refused. Then finally, she did agree, but boy, what a sleazy bunch of lying, fraudulent statements she made. Well, there's no way we could have known that they were going to hijack airplanes. Oh, yeah, you know, Bush said the same thing. You know, basically, the presidential daily brief of August 6th just talked about a basic history of al-Qaeda and their operations, but nothing new, nothing about any new attack. When the name of the PDB for that day was bin Laden determined to attack in the United States. And it actually went on within that document to describe very specific types of attacks that were being planned, like hijacking planes and slamming them into key buildings in Washington and New York. Oh, but in any case, the truth is, with that report and similar prior knowledge warnings, we know what that's all about, don't we? That was CIA planted whispers, just like they did with Lee Harvey. They had Lee Harvey lookalikes. He was at like three different places at one point. Several different lookalikes going around talking radically, you know, oh, I want to kill Kennedy. I'm going to kill that SOB. And, you know, this is just so they could call upon it later to make the official story look convincing. And it's just disgusting. Anyway, I wanted to go over some more news. We don't have time. So we'll catch you on Monday. We'll go over some more news and maybe have another guest. I don't know. I haven't have anything lined up yet, but tune in Monday for more Truth Hurts, folks, where we expose the frauds by revealing the truth. Have a good weekend.